A new heritage history project is helping preserve the cultural memory of former Lake Kookanoosa communities that disappeared after the creation of the Libby Dam. The Regional District of East Kootenay, RDEK, Columbia Basin Trust and Tainaha First Nation celebrated the grand opening of the Columbia River Treaty Heritage Project in Waldo Cove Park and on August 20. The 95-acre park is situated on the east shore of Lake Kookanoosa, just south of Baines Lake, with access to a boat launch, swimming areas, and a dog beach. The new Columbia River Heritage Touring Center is located at the site, providing the history of the former logging village of Waldo. Waldo was situated southeast of the park, but disappeared after the Kookanoosa Reservoir was flooded, due to the construction of the Libby Dam. What we're trying to do is tell the story of the lost communities from the flooded reservoirs. It's important to preserve that history, said RDEK Area B Regional Director Stan Dole. Dole opened the event with remarks about the historical significance of the area, followed by speeches from Yakia KNUQI, IT First Nation Nasu, Kin, Chief, Heidi Gravel, Yakia KNUQI, IT Councillor Avery Gravel, Columbia Basin Trust Director Krista Turcasso and Friends of Lake Kookanoosa Society member Debbie Powell. The group gathered for a ribbon cutting at the newly minted touring center. This is the first phase of a series of projects that will commemorate the history of communities that disappeared or were displaced by the flooding of the Kookanoosa Reservoir. There will be as many as 10 regional sites developed in the coming years. Plans are already underway for additional projects at Shelter Bay, Arrow Park and Vailment that will promote local museum displays, historical buildings and heritage plaques. In 1970, the Canadian and U.S. governments began negotiating to build a hydroelectric dam on the Kootenay River, south of the Canadian border near Libby, Montana. Local communities like Newgate, Flagstone, Waldo and Wardner were evacuated prior to the dam flooding of Kootenay Valley. Waldo had been a thriving forestry town prior to this, with three sawmills in operation that shipped lumber across the country. There was a loss of the whole ecosystem and cultural values, said Dole. The area was also important to the Tainaha, who used the land in the summer for hunting and ceremonial purposes, and to gather natural materials that were used to paint drums and make rock art. The decision to flood the land was made without consultation from their community. These specific areas at times of the year were always utilized. They were a part of the sacred hoop of life. This area is a part of who we are, said Nasu, Kin Heidi Gravel. The project, it's to gain an educational perspective, to have understanding and fortitude of how you move forward, how you speak and behave on the land, Gravel added. Plans for the project were put into motion in April 2019 by the Columbia Basin Regional Advisory Committee, based on desire from the local community to acknowledge the loss of local culture and history in the area. A steering committee was formed to guide the project, with input from Indigenous and non-Indigenous experts in cultural, heritage and tourism sectors. Funding from Community Futures East Kootenay, Columbia Basin Trust and the Ministry of Energy, Mines and Petroleum Resources has helped push the project forward. Kootenay Rockies Tourism Association hired Cadence Strategies to serve as the project manager and work with people to submit expressions of interest for the project. Anyone with a story they would like to share with the project team can contact project manager Suzanne Denback at sdenback@cadencestrategies.com.